Welcome to Your Q, an open invitation to come together, collaborate, and take action toward a more connected, informed, and thriving Douglas County. Your Q is all about celebrating, uplifting, and educating our community. Each week, we'll highlight the people, ideas, and organizations making a difference, and invite you to join us in shaping the future of Douglas County. Brought to you by Roseburg Schools with support from the Ford Family Foundation. And now, here's your host, Roseburg School Superintendent Jared Corden, with Your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon and welcome to Your Q on another beautiful day in Douglas County. It's absolutely gorgeous today, and I love the weather, but I love the people here too. Grateful to call this place home. Speaking of great people, we've got a studio full of great people today. So thank you very much for joining us for this episode. And we're just going to do a quick introduction here. Elizabeth, I'm going to start with you.
Okay. My name is Elizabeth Rudolph. I'm going to go to RHS as a freshman, but I was in Webb at Jolene.
Thank you.
Nikki Ott, principal at Jolene Middle School.
Lindsay Rubinus, sixth grade teacher at Supreme Middle School and Webb coordinator.
I'm Kristen Miller, graduation coach at Roseburg High.
I'm Danny Jardine, and I'm the principal at Fremont.
My name is Sage Paul Mars, leader in leadership and also in Linker.
Yeah. I've gone a lot of my senior year. I'm the same boat as leadership in Linker.
Great.
I'm Sunday Jones, and I'm also going to be a freshman in Roseburg High School, and I was a web leader in Fremont Middle School.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being here. I'm excited about this conversation and how this conversation connects not just to our youth, but also broadly maybe to our community in general. So, you know, we tend to hear a lot today about our youth and sometimes the challenges our youth have. It's a complicated world. We've got our young people with us today that live in. And today we're going to look at a little different side of that. We're going to take a look at students helping students. Students taking a leadership role, a design and an architecture that really is focused on increasing belonging and feeling that they're connected. So we're going to talk about Webb was mentioned today and Link Crew. We'll talk about those here as we get into the show. And really at the heart of all of this is something really great that our community should know about. That is students helping students. So let me just jump into a question with our students here real quick. When we think about students helping students, or you think about that role, why is it important to you that younger students who come into the school feel like they have a place at that school? What draws you to be involved in a leadership role that helps them feel more connected?
I feel like, I mean, a lot of people have different beginnings, but I've been that kid before. Like, I became to Roseburg. And it was scary, and I had people that came to me. It wasn't teachers that got mad at myself, it was friends. I still have some of my friends from third grade, one of my best buddies. He kind of talked to me optionally, and it's like, I think it's more up to the students than it is to teachers. The teachers can do as much as they want, but it's up to a student to take that extra step and be that friend or someone else and make them feel.
That's great. So we're talking about these transitions in middle and high school, and they're pretty important, right? If you look at national data on when kids go from elementary to middle, there's always this drop the first year of middle school. You see it from middle school to high school, tends to be this drop, right? Because they're like different systems, it's more people. So talk to me about why those transitions are important. It could be moving from elementary to middle to high school, maybe you're new to the school. Why is it important to focus on helping people in those transitions?
I feel like it's pretty important because, like, as us being leaders, when they come into, like, the school and they see us, like, kind of putting ourselves out there, as they continue to, like, grow up, like, to the schools and become sophomores and juniors, they're also given the same opportunities to be able to do that. And then, in my opinion, that builds school culture. And then that also, like, allows them to be able to create that same experience for others. And, like, that's why I love being a leader myself, is because I'm able to create, like, the same experiences, like, for other students that I had myself. So,
yeah.
It's also kind of a life skill. We are always transitioning to something new and stages.
and to recognize that the change can be scary, but navigating it as possible, and how to look for helpers and be a helper is something we need always. Yeah. Whether you're graduating from fifth grade to middle school or college into your career, there are so many transitions, and we ultimately want to contribute to every community that we are in.
Yeah.
And kind of building on that, it's almost like a hierarchy kind of system where you move from your kindergarten to fifth grade, and then you go into middle school, and all of a sudden you're from sixth grade, and then you come up to eighth grade, and then eighth grade you're moving down to like freshman, climb up, and so there's kind of this mentality, almost like a social pyramid, like our society of almost this mentality around it, and I think programs like these kind of break down those barriers a little bit, but I think that just naturally happens.
Yeah. So let's talk about these programs. A lot of our listeners might not be familiar with hearing what a web or a link crew is. So let's talk a little bit. What are these programs intended to do? How do they work? And why are students and student leadership an important part of those?
So at the middle school level, the program is called WEB. It stands for Where Everyone Belongs. And the design of it, it's designed to support incoming sixth graders as they begin their middle school journey. And it does that by connecting them with student leaders within the building and getting to know one another, getting familiar with the building. The eighth graders are sharing their knowledge about school. One of the main things that we really press on is if you know something that helps you be successful at middle school, you should be sharing it with the sixth grade students. So they, whether it be directions, how do I find a classroom? Whether it be how do I approach a teacher if I have a question? If it's, I don't know where to go in this building if I'm not feeling well, who do I talk to? Who are the key people? As Sage said, adults can do that. And in the past, we've done that. We had the whole day set up where the adults were giving the tours, the adults were doing all the talking, and kids weren't talking to one another and forming a relationship and a reason to be there, right? That's how you make friends in the third grade that stay your friends your whole life, or can notice when you're having a rough day. And our web leaders do that. And so if the first day of school, our web leaders are there in force. It's only sixth graders, and there are 50 web leaders. They're in the halls during passing periods. Do you know where you're going next? Can I walk you there? You know, locker rooms are a whole new idea concept in middle school. Where are the locker rooms even at? You know, how do I? So it's just it takes a load off of the system, the adults in the system, but it also allows for like genuine conversation between kids, because kids are more eager to hear from kids than they are to listen to the adults.
Yeah.
So
that's web, and that's fantastic. I love that. There's a really important leadership component. Connor, you were mentioning this. You know, when you have a student helping a student, that is pretty powerful, right? Like, I'm curious from our students about, like, so you have the day of helping and the week of helping, but does that transition through the year? Do you kind of keep in touch with those young people?
Well, we have birthday parties. Like, if they have a birthday in the month that was past, we have cake, and we invite those birthday people to come and have cake with us.
Yeah, I love that.
To celebrate their day of birth.
Yeah, I think that's great. So just having those connections. So what about Link Crew? Link Crew, what's the similarity and difference on Link Crew?
The similarity being hoping to help transition those brand new youngest students into a bigger campus that can often be scary. Some of us in our memories of high school or middle school, for that matter, those first days were really scary. Our leaders get together. We have about 125 Roseburg High School student leaders that will be training. We started in May. We'll do it over 2 days in August, so another 10 hours. And they run everything because they are so much more accessible than students. Than teachers are. We arrange our groups so that groups of two student leaders have six ninth graders that are all from the same advisory class. So then the intention being throughout the whole year, I can send those same leaders to one advisory class and they have access to everyone that they met on that first day. Okay. We have some activities. One is called Coco and Cram. Final exams are something no ninth grader has ever experienced before. So it's open up at lunch and there's hot cocoa because it's usually during January and kids just practice studying with kids as role models and as someone who's been there so that they can say, no, 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 really, you need to work on the conversation piece in Spanish. Don't worry so much about the vocabulary or whatever. Just building on those relationships, but also modeling that if you have a question, talk to someone who's been there.
Yeah.
You know, teachers get really busy, but there are kids all around us and 125 have been trained. But there are 1,000 at our school that are willing and experienced and able to help. They're not scary.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the important thing, I think it was you, Sage, just said this, like, it's important, you get to be part of the culture. I would actually contend that this is setting up the culture, it's turning over how a culture is set to the students.
Mm-hmm.
Like the students are setting the culture, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're setting the culture of what you want this experience to be like. And that's really led in part, or maybe not just in part, but a majority by our students, which is a big shift. I think like when I was in school, it was pretty adult driven.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a great generation of young people. And I think handing that over, like, what should it look like for a student is really great.
Can I add? Yeah. I would agree in our buildings at the middle school level, it's the same where the adults are facilitating it
mm-hmm.
and we train up our students. But on day one, the students, eighth grade students to this year for us, it'll be a little bit bigger, 3 students to maybe 15 kids. They're leading the lessons,
yeah.
leading the activities that day.
Yeah.
We're just supervising.
Mm-hmm.
And they take charge. They set the tone. They lead the lessons. And we do the monthly check-ins as well that, Kristen was talking about. So those web leaders that sixth graders met on the first day, they see them throughout the year every month at monthly check-ins. Mm-hmm. So
I think that's great. And we hear from a lot of employers and they oftentimes ask this question, like, you know, what are students doing to lead and how mm-hmm. are they taking, you know, how are they taking the lead in things? And do they have good communication skills? Can they work with people? What a great example of something that gives them very tangible opportunities to plan, to teach, to connect, all these skills that our employers, our parents want to have happen and that mm-hmm. are really accentuated through here.
Really, it starts before the first day too, because mm-hmm. it started for us with our fifth grade transition visits.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fifth graders come and they're so nervous. They want to be excited, but they're so nervous. And our web leaders, they line the gym, they make a tunnel, music is playing, and they're just cheering the fifth graders on. And you can see them walking from the bus, scared, petrified. And by the time they walk through the tunnel of eighth graders, they're smiling, they're excited, they're with them, you know, through the whole visit. They take them on tours of the building, and you can see them relax and then just be excited for mm-hmm. what's coming. So they put a lot of work before they even come to us. So
and you spark that wonder of what is this all about,
right?
Instead of you know, the anxiety. It's more like, this is okay, what's gonna happen next, with a smile instead of
mm-hmm. yeah I think there's a lesson we'll dig in this a little bit later. I think there's a lesson we can learn as a community on how to design something that's focused on people feeling like they belong. I think that's mm-hmm. something I want to push on a little bit later. Let me ask a question. This is primarily, I think, for students here, but you're growing up in a different era than I grew up in. It's different. Not that one's better or worse, but it's different. And so I'm curious, what can you help the adults know? Like, what can you help us better understand of what challenges the youth are navigating right now? What's on their mind? What are they worried about? When we think about this, you know, this move to a different school, like, what's on the mind of young people right now? And why is it important to make sure they have connections?
I would say, like, when I was in fifth grade and going into sixth grade, I remember thinking, are the big kids going to like me? Am I going to fit in? Am I going to get good grades? Just anxiety. But I think it's one of those, like, things that we just need to do, like, move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like as much as, you know, like all the teachers and all the staff kill it at all the schools, like they do everything mm-hmm. they can and it gets welcoming for the kids. But at the end of the day, some teachers can't open up to teachers and that's just how it is. But I think that's up to the students because it doesn't happen. Like I grew up in elementary school and middle school, like because I didn't do leadership in middle school or I didn't go out and branch off. But like it's up to the students to take initiative too. Because I feel like they feel like all the responsibility is on the adults. But I feel like to get someone to open up, it's so much easier for a student to step up and say something to another student. Like, you can see someone struggling. Like, it's still hard for me even now. Like, new students at our leadership retreat we just had a week ago, mm-hmm. I saw new students that I've never met before. And it was hard to talk to them even then, but it's still like, I know that it's going to mean so much to them just to be a helping hand.
Yeah.
Because teachers can, it's like, hey, welcome in, blah, blah, blah. But then they're kind of on their own.
Yeah.
It's up to students to like become a friend, be a safe space for them, because that's who they're going to want to talk to instead. It's just how it goes.
Yeah, so true. I mean, all the adults, if you can't see it, are nodding like mm-hmm. yes, you have a tremendous amount of power and influence mm-hmm. and I think what we know is this, like sometimes it's hard to know if someone feels like they belong, but honestly everybody wants to belong a little more. And so I think oftentimes students do expect a teacher to say hi, but gosh, it means a ton when one of your peers like goes out of the way, right? To just make you feel welcome. All right. With that, we're going to run to commercial break real quick.
I'm Caitlin Weaver, and I'm one of the Link Crew advisors for RHS.
I would describe Link Crew as a group of sophomores, juniors, and seniors that come together to create an experience where freshmen are able to come inside with their nervousness. And we knock off that nervousness by just having our confidence and our ability of what we know around this school and also the connections that we've built throughout our high school experience.
The upperclassmen, they donate their time and energy to this, and it's all on during their summer break.
In order to help the freshmen feel welcome, we try to amp up and hype them up. Every time we're here, every time any Link leader is around them, we try to yell, we try and be big and loud.
If someone does the smallest thing, then we all get up and clap and cheer for them and make sure that everyone just knows that they're appreciated and that they're seen.
This is my first year with Mrs. Miller taking over the program and leading. And this has just been a really exciting opportunity because the kids have been just so much energy and so enthusiastic about welcoming our new freshman class.
I was inspired to join Link Crew because I like to help people and just give them like the confidence that they need to like come to a new place, because it is scary.
What made me want to be a part of the Link Crew is that when I was a freshman, it really helped me get through and understand where I needed to go and how I can guide myself without help.
You could see how much fun they were having. They brought the music, they brought the energy, and they brought the welcome crew.
What makes Link Crew just such an amazing team is just us being able to come together, spending our own time, and just being able to bond even together as a team to create this experience for the freshmen.
The year before they come in May, right before the school year ends, is when we have the orientation of all of the new Link Crew leaders. And we have this thing called May Play Day, and we all practice like the challenges and games that we're gonna play.
We also prepare for situations where the students come in, and we practice giving rounds of applause. We also practice maybe finding the ones that are standing out by themselves. Link Crew is just kind of prepared for all kinds of situations.
These students that are involved in this are also involved in all of the other activities. There are so many in band and choir and National Honor Society and leadership.
I want to help them enter high school because I know it's super scary to think. You think that you're going to lose all your friends, you won't have any classes with them, and that you'll just be lonely.
The students walk around and we help them go to their classes. So I hope the students are confident in their way to classes. I also hope the students are confident in the friendships that they make. Seeing how we are outgoing, I hope the students see that they can also do the same and that there's no embarrassment in that. I hope that the freshmen also gain just the ability to see that Link Crew is a great club.
They're hearing all sorts of inside tips, like what the best route is to classes, where you should stand on the bleachers during the bum squad, where the office is, and how you get help during the day.
I hope that the freshmen learn that it's you can be yourself here and that we be goofy the first day, just so that they know that they can be goofy, they can be themselves. I hope freshmen will gain some confidence and some memories, because then like next year they can probably look back and say, remember Link Crew and how fun it was and how the energy was brought from the other Link Crew leaders, and just like having memories and like having the confidence and hoping to join Link Crew next year.
We do fun swag bags for the freshmen on all the games. We try to outfit them in what they're going to need. So today, every freshman left with an orange shirt for our Orange Out game, which is this Friday. They're gonna be receiving Lays for the Hawaiian game. They're gonna receive neon sunglasses for the neon games. There's a whole bunch of things that we try to provide to the freshmen this first year so that they feel welcome here at RHS.
I think just what Link Crew does just for the freshmen and their welcoming is just an amazing thing, and I'm just glad to be part of it.
They're gonna continue to fist bump them in the hallway, invite them to games, tell them when the next event's coming up, and they're gonna look for them in the stands, they're gonna greet them, and they're gonna make them feel like this is their home, because they know that our ultimate goal is to see every one of our students graduate. And so to create that spirit and culture early on is the ultimate goal here.
I really do hope that freshmen will gain the confidence that it's gonna take to help them not only through their freshman year, but through all of high school and through the rest of their life. I hope that they can just remember us and be like, you know what, if my Link leaders could believe in me, then I believe in myself.
The conversation continues shortly. This is Your Cue on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. This is Your Cue, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to Your Cue. Thank you for joining us. I love that video, by the way. Thought there were some really important insights on that. Yeah, what do you guys think?
I thought it was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, very informative.
Yeah, it's good.
It's definitely a lot what Webb does, too.
Yeah.
Make sure everyone feels welcome.
Yeah. I am taken back a little bit. I've seen this in action. I am taken back of how, just how proud I am of our schools and our students and our staff to take the time to make sure everybody has a great experience in school. When you're like, you hear the interest our young people have and the success of their people they don't know is actually really remarkable. That they're going to take time out of their busy summer to go train and plan and do all that is actually awesome. That is just remarkable. And I hope our community understands, like, our young people are stepping up to that. They want the success of their peers. And these are peers they don't always know, which is great too. I was going to ask a question for our Web and Link leaders, and this can certainly be for adults here too. One of the things I picked up on the video was interesting was the connections that are made, not just with the new class coming in, but the people you're working with. How is that connection sustained through the year? Like, you're working with other Web leaders, Link leaders through the year. Have you formed some pretty good bonds with those people who are also helping to serve other people?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Like, most of the time you are or aren't connected with someone that you do know. And so it's like, for you to be able to be comfortable with the student together, you guys like have to be comfortable together. And, you know, with the Link Crew leaders, like, a lot of us are pretty outgoing. And so for us to be able to build that connection quick, you know, allows us for us to, like, build a connection kind of quicker with our students as well. And I think that's like the coolest thing, because it just kind of shows like our maturity and like how fast that we can put the skills that we have together for like the rest of the leadership that we have to do as a link crew member or probably a web member.
Yeah, I think it's really cool.
I think about our web leaders. Last year was our first year implementing web, and our 50 web leaders came in on day one of training, or actually it was the play day. We invited them in as we were preparing them for the summer when the hard work was going to start. And these are kids that had gone to school together for 2 years. And so we have 50 leaders that we've chosen. We're all in the same room. And we were pretty sure, well, they're going to be so familiar with one another. They know one another. And it turns out they didn't. We thought we were creating this culture where everybody knew everybody and we were one big family. But what we learned in that moment was they didn't even know each other's name. And so we spent a lot of time building this community of just the web leaders themselves. And we talked, you know, there's lessons on the importance of knowing someone's name. Why is it important to know someone's name? And there's games we play with sixth graders so that they are all learning each other's names in their web group. And what at the end of the year, what we had was a group of web leaders, 50 kids who were now very tight. And now they are transitioning to the high school with just that much larger of a support system and community around them. And they're going to let any class they land in, there's a pretty good chance one of those kids is going to be in that group. And so there's at least someone you know everywhere you go.
Yeah.
And you know their name.
Yeah, it's important, isn't it?
I'm just going to add on to that. That was one of the cool things to see while watching these eighth graders come in and step up to the leadership. We thought the same thing going at Fremont. And then they walk in and all the girls sit on one side, all the boys sit on one side. And part of the curriculum is they pair boy girls into the groups so that there could be a diverse representation in these groups so that web leaders can look in, or sixth graders can look into these web leaders and stand with my link crew and see somebody that they can relate to. And so we bring all these kids that may not be this close-knit and be from different walks of life. Some might be a 4.0, some might not be passing classes, all different walks, but then to come in and then go through those training days and at the end of the year just be so close because they spent all year together. That's super cool. I also think it's something to say for our community that, you know, we're not in the same interest or we think we're completely different, that we can find those commonalities, especially in building other people up and build community around that.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. I think this is worth talking a little bit about and getting the perspective of this group about this, that, you know, what is, I'm really impressed with what's happening here. It's awesome to see the youth and adults focusing on how to make sure everyone's successful. How do we make sure everyone feels like they're connected, that they belong, right? Let me ask this question to the group. I'm curious, and this may take a little bit of thought here, but what would our community look like? Not just our school community, but like Roseburg in general, right? Or Douglas County in general. What would it look like if every person felt like they belonged here?
I feel like there's like this like barrier, like when you meet a new person or like you see someone on the street, why didn't you die at it? It's like always this thing that I see it myself too, even after all this, like I say this sometimes when I'm like, I go out of my comfort zone all the time and it sucks getting to do it, but after I'll never say, dang, I regret that. But it's like when I see a person that, like, I don't know, I see someone having fun like at the beach or in a new town and I don't know who they are, but I could have had fun with them or I could have done another for a second. But I just don't, because like I feel like, again, like not that I'm not welcome, but it's like we're not at that point. But I feel like you can make a friend out of anyone you see. I've made friends that are people I would have never expected. Like when I joined leadership last year, I made friends that I never would have thought of, and I never did work. But it's so cool, like going out of your comfort zone, and it's scary at first, but like after, and you go out and branch out, you realize there's, if you really feel at home, feel like there's community there, you can make friends with anybody you want to, and you can be a friend for anybody you want to. And it makes so, like, everyone else so much happier. And overall, I don't think there's any loss in reaching out and lending a helping hand or like going out of your comfort zone or like just being there for everybody, no matter who it is or know anything about them or who don't know about them or you've never talked to them, you don't know their name.
You think you know. Right? Sometimes we think we know about people and it turns out.
I mean, if we were to embrace that mindset as a community, if we could be like these young people, like, hey, let's just go be kind to people and let's make sure people belong. You know, what would it look like here? What would it look like in our community if that's how we said we're going to start our day and end our day like that?
I think like it kind of also starts off with like having open-mindedness and being like less closed-minded. You know, like she said earlier a little bit ago was like there's people from different walks and we all seem to like have someone that looks like we're like attracted to. And I think like as we are a Link Crew member or a web leader, you know, like we open up our minds to being able to talk to like any student, no matter, like you said, like how smart they look or like what clothes they're wearing, you know, like our job is to just talk to any student. And I think like we could do that like inside the community as well, like as adults, like as I continue to grow up, you know, I hope that I'm able to, you know, just have a talk with someone inside my church, you know, no matter what they look like, or have a talk with someone just like on the side of the road, you know, that seems like they need help real quick and I'm able to, you know, lend a lending hand. Like I think a lot of that just comes with like putting ourselves aside and just kind of being a little more selfless. And you know, it also all starts off with just like saying hi, you know. Like I see like a lot of good communities, you know, and those are like from Sweden, you know, people come from different towns or states or stuff like that, and they're like they say hi to people and then those people like give them a weird look, you know. So we're able just to like they're like wow, you know who knows, I'm using the example of, but Roseburg, Oregon, people don't smile and say hi as you walk by, even just like a quick head nod with a smile, people appreciate it so much. And, you know, I've done that, trying to build that inside the hallways as well.
That's great. I love that.
We took that from then, that mentality. We took it in Roseburg. I know as an adult, sometimes I probably could say hi more and smile more. You know, after work, I'm just like in the zone and just go home. But if you went out into the community and we did what these kids are doing in web and doing in link and we're walking up and we're doing the golfing, we're all going crazy for excitement. It's just like, how do you not smile and be happy and positive when someone's coming at you with all this positivity and coming at you with this hoping? Like it's hard to meet that with opposition or negativity when someone's always coming at you with open-mindedness and saying hello, or you know, going out of the way to help and building that community. It's I think it makes a more positive community.
Yeah I totally agree.
And even in more structured ways, you know, I think that there are activities and events or things that people may be hesitant to try as a new activity because, like, I hear kids say, well, I can't be in band. I don't know how to play the instrument. Well, that's what you're going to learn how to do. And nobody there knew how to, and if we had kids saying, we didn't know how to play, come on in. Yeah. You know, I'm not very good. Let me show you what I know. I mean, that is much more of a welcoming, and it makes that student more eager to at least try than if I'm just saying, it's okay. Nobody in there knew how to play. Yeah. Just go ahead and go in there. You're fine. You know, where. So I think about like jujitsu classes in town, kids who are like, well, I don't want to go in there. Those kids know how to do that. I don't know how to do that. You know, but what if they walked in and kids were like, hey, come here. Yeah, I'll be your partner. Let me show you. Or
then there is a power of making that one connection, right? I mean, my dad, he passed away in October, and he often would say this. He would say, like, if you just treat everybody you meet like they're going through something kind of hard, like they're not feeling connected, you're going to be right most of the time. Mm-hmm. And I had totally come to believe that everybody needs that sense of belonging. I think an important distinction is you're highlighting an important distinction here, and that is there a difference between being a member of Joanne or Fremont or Roseburg High School, like going to school and belonging in the school? Like, is there a difference there? Like, you have a student body card, I go here. But I think what you're trying to create, what I hear is like, you, the adults and the students here are trying to make sure kids go like, I belong there. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, like Roseburg High School, I wish I remembered. I know we had a school board meeting where we talked about how many different clubs we truly have. And so it's like Link Crew is just like one club that like has that same like creating a belonging. And leadership is that exact same thing. You know, I think most people that are in leadership are in Link Crew. And that was said inside the video. And it's like, so we're trying to, leadership creates also opportunities for more clubs to come about and for students to be able to create more clubs to where they are able to bring in those people that are Super Smash Bros. Club. You know, those Super Smash Bros. Kids have a Super Smash Bros. Club. And as I walk by the classroom inside the morning, like those dudes are having a blast in there. And I walked in one day and I watched them just like jam out on their game. And I was like, man, like it's 7 o'clock in the morning. This is awesome. Like, I love Roseburg High School. And I like, I'm truly like had that thought. And that's like one of my favorite things about Roseburg High School. And, you know, as I remember being in middle school, like, you know, you could either sit outside in the morning or you could go up into the cafeteria and enjoy some breakfast. And like, you most of the time will like start to grow your friendships inside like those rooms, and you'll be the group that's outside or you'll be the group that's inside the cafeteria. But either way, you know, like you have your friends that you start to build inside the classrooms, which is going to be in middle school is like band and your yearbook team or even your friends just inside of wood shop and clay class. And,
yeah.
I think when you belong, you show up. So whether that's truly just attendance, you know, you show up to school or you show up for each other.
You
look and see, you know, have that positive intent, assume the best of others, look knowing that they're probably going through something, whether they're going to tell you or not, and you show up. And Roseburg High works really hard to get everyone involved in some small group club somehow, because we know that intimacy really builds your influence, your belonging, and what you're willing to give back to the community so that we show up for each other.
Yeah.
I think like being inside of that group as well, like keeps you coming back. And that's like the most important thing about high school, you know, like is having that belonging gets you to graduation. And like, that's something to celebrate about is graduating.
Absolutely.
Being together.
I feel like when you were saying like, there's a difference between being part of high school and being welcome and feeling like you belong there. I feel like that thing, like, I don't belong, that's all fabricated. Because every single student at RHS, it's just all in their mind, I don't belong there because they have different hobbies. Or because maybe they don't make friends and maybe they're quiet or they're to themselves. But every single student at RHS is welcome and is you know, welcome there. But it's like, they have this thing in their arc in their head, like, they think everyone's watching them. Everyone has it in the back of their head, they're like, oh, someone's watching here, people are gonna, they're always worried what other people think. And I'm so serious. I think like comparing yourself to other people or comparing your interests to other interests or worrying, it sounds so cliche, but worrying about the public eye is going to kill everything. Yeah. Like you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like I've found that. I was like, I'd say like sophomore year, I heard all these like from the models, from all like, I've heard all the school assemblies, all these people talking about get involved, get in the club. And I was like, like, I just blew it off, and I think, like, I'm above the law, but now, after, like, now after getting involved in it, I see what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Like, it feels good to be a part of something.
Yeah.
And regardless of if it's in, like, leadership, or if it's in Super Smash Bros. Club, you're a part of a group that wants to be there.
Yeah.
And you're welcome regardless. It doesn't matter where club is. Yeah. I think people are just always so, like, just, like, they, not only they want to hang on to their independence, and, like, they think, like, people cherish that, and that's great, because sometimes all you have to do. But at a high school, there's 1,500 kids. And chances are, a good chance might get a bit stronger than them, are going to happen things like get along. I think people just need to branch out a little bit more.
I think it's great. I do think the conversation about belonging is not just a student conversation. You know, we've got a lot of people in our own community that probably live here, but don't feel like they belong here. And I just want to just thank everybody here for the work you're doing, the time you're spending to focus on the one, to focus on that person, that group of people. I really think if we did this more as adults and followed the lead of our youth, we would have a community that felt more connected. And oftentimes, counter to your point, I think people are welcome, but sometimes they don't feel welcome. You know, mm-hmm. We live in a weird age where like we've got literally got people that are like bonding friendships on the things they hate on social media. Mm-hmm. It's a strange world that way. At the end of the day, I think a human condition is we want to feel like we belong. And so I really appreciate the work you're doing with the other youth in the community. And I would just commend you for taking the time to be leaders in the community. It makes a huge difference. You have probably changed more lives and trajectories of students than you'll ever know, that they find somebody they can connect with. It's probably changing your life a little bit, the way you look at things. I can tell that. So I just want to say thank you. I think it's fantastic. Thank you to our adults for the time you're spending and investing in our youth and trusting them that they can have that. They can change the culture and they can do things that we can't do with youth. And I think that's wonderful and great. I do want to take a minute and turn it back to you to give your cue to our audience listening today. Is there something that you think our listeners might benefit from trying this week, thinking about, rethinking about this week? So I'll just turn it up to the group to share your insights.
I would say that in the community, if you don't feel like you need that sense of belonging, it's to go look for a nonprofit organization or some other community group and just walk through the door, say hello, and see where it takes you.
Thank you.
And I think I would say practice, put your phone down and make some eye contact. Like that's sort of the instigation of so many good things with our kids is eye contact, friendly eye contact. We talk about it a lot. And the good things grow from that.
Well, you nailed it earlier when you said it feels good to be a part of something. It feels good to be a part of something. Go be a part of something, whether it's something small or at school or at work or signing up for the one tiny thing that you didn't want to. Just put yourself out there because you'll meet the most unlikely people and develop the best friendships that you never knew could be, because it feels good to be a part of something. So do it.
Thank you.
And I would, yeah, exactly. So just do it. And, you know, like she said, she walked into the dance class. You said sign up for something. And he said, like, he had to just go to a club. So, you know, just like I encourage people just to like take that step, you know, and instead of just staying put and just like take that step out there. That's all it takes, is just to create that opportunity for yourself. And then more opportunities will come. And you just have to be willing to take them.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
You don't worry.
Taking those small steps can be hard, but like it's better to regret action than inaction. Like when you put yourself forward, there's like the world opens to like newer picture. You can see clearly. But when you just like stay in your shell, there's nothing there. Like being with people, like, makes you feel happy. It makes me feel happy because I know I have friends that are going to be there for me.
Bring the bias. Love that.
I feel like what I was going to say is that I have honestly something in common with every person said anything here, but it's like I feel like people just wait for these opportunities to come. They're like, you know, I'll make my friends. They'll come to me. Or like, if it's bound to happen, it'll happen. But I've made more growth and I've found more happiness and faith in reaching out and taking initiative and not letting it come to me. Because realistically, like, people think, oh, it's meant to be, it'll happen. Like, and that happens with friends, that happens with communities. But it's like, I don't think I've ever regretted branching out. Like, as much as maybe I'll decide I don't want to do it anymore. It's like, at least I tried something new. It's never, it's not going to bite. No, like, no one's going to bite.
Yeah, I think being a big part of the community is just saying hi and putting a smile on your face, like Sage said. So, maybe if you're walking down the hallway of school or walking down the street or something, put a smile on your face and just go up and say hi to some people. Try to connect.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Building on Elizabeth, she and I were on the same wavelength there. I think there's the side of being willing to take a risk and get yourself involved, but there's also being the person on the other end that is open to reaching out and receiving somebody, or noticing that somebody is looking lost, or that somebody may be struggling, and being the person that takes that initiative and reaches out to them. So maybe just like look around at the people around you and who looks like they could use, you know, some contact from another human.
Yeah. Some great insights today. Thank you for those. And to our youth, you know, you give us hope as adults. We're super proud of you. Thank you for the work you're doing in our schools and our community. To our adults and our professionals, thank you for the trust you have in these young people. You're making a difference in our community, all of you. And I think, again, as community members and listeners on this show, this podcast, and the radio, I hope that we can take, as a community members, we can take the advice we heard today to try to make the experience for people in our community a little bit better. I heard about these words, more connected, have more joy, to feel at home, to be happier. It's possible. The college president and I talk often about, and we talk about this in our own school district, what would it look like if we were the best in the world at this thing? And I would wonder, I'm leaving this conversation with a provocation in my head, a thought in my head, which is, what would it look like if in this community we were known to be the best in the world at this? Our people here did feel connected, seen, heard, like they belonged. If that was our goal, I would just wonder, like, what would our meetings look like? What would our churches look like? What would our county meetings and city meetings, and what would our nonprofit meetings? What if a community got behind this idea and said, we're going to do this and be the best in the world on it? I think it's possible, actually, if we were to focus on it. And I think you're giving us an example of how we could structure that. So thank you for that. I hope people listening, feel free to share this to anybody that is in a position, whether in a nonprofit, city government, county government, business. I think it's possible in our community. And thank you for the things you're doing to help us think more deeply about that, the experience kids are having. Thank you very much for joining us. Please join us for the after show on the Roseburg Facebook page and YouTube page. And we look forward to seeing you on the after show. And thank you very much.
Join us Thursday afternoons from 4 to 5 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, or watch online on the Roseburg Schools YouTube channel and the YourQ Facebook page. This show is built with our community, for our community. If you have an idea for a conversation that celebrates, uplifts, or educates Douglas County, or know someone that should be featured, connect with us. Reach out to YourQ at roseburg.k12.or.us or message the program on Facebook.